ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्य नर चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो छायामुदीरयत् नष्टाप्रायश्च भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतं सेवया भगवति ओदां श्लोके भक्ति भावति नैष्ठिके So this morning we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text 41. Nanu Bhuya Na Janati Pumam Vishaya Tikshnatam Nirvidyate Swayam Tasman na tata bina dir parai nanu buya na janati nanu buya na janati pumam vishaya tikshnatam Pumam Vishaya Tikshnatam Nirvidyate Swayam Tasman Nirvidyate Swayam Tasman Natata Bina Dhirparai Natata Bina Dhirparai Nanu Bhuya Na Janati Pumam Vishaya Tikshnatam Nirvidyate Swayam Tasman Natata Bina Dhirparai Nanu Bhuya Na Janati Pumam Vishaya Tikshnatam Nirvidyate Swayam Tasman Natata Bina Dhirparai Nanu Bhuya Na Janati Pumam Vishaya Tikshnatam Nirvidyate Swayam Tasman Natata Bina Dhirparai Nanu Bhuya Na Janati Pumam Vishaya Tikshnatam Nirvidyate Swayam Tasman Natata Bina Dhirparai Nanu Bhuya Na Janati Pumam Vishaya Tikshnatam Nirvidyate Swayam Tasman Natata Bina Dhirparai Vaishnavis Nanu Bhuya Na Janati Pumam Vishaya Tikshnatam Nirvidyate Swayam Tasman Natata Bina Dhirparai. Word for word translation. Na, not. Anubhuya, experiencing. Na, not. Janati, Nose. Pumam. A person. Vishayaktikshnatam. The sharpness of material enjoyment. Nirvidyate. Becomes aloof. Swayam. Himself. Tasmat. From that. Na tataha. Not like that. Binadir. Whose intelligence is changed. Parai. By others. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Material enjoyment is indeed the cause of all unhappiness. But one cannot give it up unless one has personally experienced how much suffering it is. Therefore, one should be allowed to remain in so-called material enjoyment while simultaneously advancing in knowledge to experience the misery of this false material happiness. Then, without help from others, one will find material enjoyment detestable. Those whose minds are changed by others do not become as renowned as those who have personal experience. Please repeat responsibly. Material enjoyment is indeed the cause of all unhappiness. But one cannot give it up unless one has personally experienced how much suffering it is. Therefore, one should be allowed to remain in so-called material enjoyment while simultaneously advancing in knowledge to experience the misery of this false material happiness. Then, without help from others, one will find material enjoyment detestable. Those whose minds are changed by others do not become as renowned as those who have personal experience. Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is said that unless a woman becomes pregnant, she cannot understand the trouble of giving birth to a child. Bandhya ki bujibe prashava vedana. The word bandhya means a sterile woman. Such a woman cannot give birth to a child. How then can she perceive the pain of delivery? According to the philosophy of Prajapati Daksha, a woman should first become pregnant and then experience the pain of childbirth. Then, if she is intelligent, she will not want to be pregnant again. Is that true? Actually, however, this is not a fact. Sex enjoyment is so strong that a woman becomes pregnant and suffers at the time of childbirth, but she becomes pregnant again, despite her experience. According to Daksha's philosophy, one should become implicated in material enjoyment so that after experiencing the distress of such enjoyment, one will automatically renounce. Material nature, however, is so strong that although a man suffers at every step, he will not cease his attempts to enjoy. Tripyanti neha krepana bahu dukha bhajaha. Under the circumstances, unless one gets the association of a devotee like Narad Muni or his servants in disciplined succession, one's dormant spirit of renunciation cannot be awakened. It is not a fact that because material enjoyment involves so many painful conditions, one will automatically become detached. One needs the blessings of a devotee like Narad Muni, then one can renounce his attachment for the material world. The young boys and girls of the Krishna Consciousness Movement have given up the spirit of material enjoyment, not because of practice, but by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants. Om Gyana Timredasya Gyan Gyan Slakaya Shakshuramalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Hyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunastam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Chitta Swami Tinamini. Namaste Krishna Padaya Prabhupada Asritat Mani Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Bhakti Tvitare Tinamne. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamne. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesa Shinyavari Pasuchare Sitarine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamini Sri Varsavanavi Devi Daitaya Kripadaye Sindhu Namo Gaurakishwaraya Shakshavaragya Murtaye Vipalambara Sambade Padambujayate Namaha. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakshirananda Namini Sri Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Varayate Namaha. Gaura Vibhava Bhumistram Nidesta Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhuma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Ivacha Paritanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaura Tvize Namaha. Panchatatvamakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakti Saptikyam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Jayatam Suratopango Mama Madir Gatimar Sarvaswapadam Bujo Radha Mandana Mohano Divyad Vrindaranyan Kalpadrumanda Srimat Radnar Jarasim Hastanastau Sri Sri Radha Sri Lagovinda Devo Prishjalibi Savyamano Smarami Srimam Rasa Rasaram Bivam Sivata Tatasti Takarasam Venuswanai Gopi Gopinata Sri Estunaha Taptakan Chanagorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyai Vacha Paritanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadarhar Srivasari Ghor Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Karotivachalam Pangum Lagayate Green, Yakripatama Hanbande, Sri Guru Dinataranam, Paramanam Maravam, Sri Chaitanya Isharam. Akandamandala Kram, Vyaptaina Characharam, Tapadanda Shitam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. So, first of all, I'd like to thank all of you for coming. And I'd like to acknowledge senior devotees here, especially His Holiness Maharaj. Thank you for coming to inspire me. And of course, I know there are some God's uncles and God's sisters in this assembly who are worth my worship. And so I'm not supposed to speak before them. But for the purpose of training and for the purpose of serving the devotees, sometimes one has to do a service he doesn't want to do. So, this morning, we have this verse where Daksha is saying that material enjoyment is indeed the cause of all unhappiness. But one cannot give it up unless one has personally experienced how much suffering it is. Therefore, one should be allowed to remain in so-called material enjoyment while simultaneously advancing in knowledge to experience the misery of this false material happiness. Then, without help from others, one will find material enjoyment detestable. Those whose minds are changed by others do not become as renowned as those who have personal experience. So Daksha's argument is that experience is the best teacher. That is Daksha's argument in this verse. That unless one goes through the pains of material existence, one cannot give up material life. His argument is that unless the living entity goes through so much difficulty, so much pain, it is not possible for a living entity to give up attachment to this material world. That is his argument. To some degree, yes, it's true. It is often said that the burnt child dreads fire. In other words, when a child places his hand inside fire and gets burnt, he understands this is fire. And so he does not place his hand there again. So to some degree, Daksha is right that we must go through some material tribulations to come to the platform of realizing that this place is not our home. Actually, it is mentioned that Durga Devi has two types of mercies, Sakapata and Niskapata. Sakapata mercy is the mercy when Durga Devi subjects the living entity to so much miseries that at a point the living entity raises his hands and says, "Oh Krishna, oh Govinda, please take me back. I'm suffering so much." That is one mercy of Durga Devi, is when he facilitates the devotional service of the devotee. So, Daksha is putting forth an argument that actually until somebody renounces on his own, somebody has gone through the miseries of this life and renounces on his own, it is not possible for him to become completely renounced. But Srila Prabhupada gives us a very clear understanding that is not the case. And Srila Prabhupada cites the typical example of the childless woman. Childbirth is such a painful experience. And for my mother told me that the day I was delivered, she suffered so much. And anytime she remembers how much she suffered, she'll feel as knocking me on the head. Because I gave her so much pain. So I understood that actually I gave so much trouble to my mother at the time of delivery. But does that mean that because my mother suffered so much at the time I was born, my mother refused? She has so much experience from that pain that she said, all right, from this moment, no more. No. She went on to have 2 more children despite the pain. So anytime she tells me that, then I say, mother, then why do you have another brother of mine? If you said I gave you so much pain, then you should have ended the pain there. Why do you go on to have 2 more children? And she just look at me and smile. Like that. So what Srila Prabhupada is saying here is that even though living entities are suffering so much in this material world, but because of the intense desire to enjoy material nature, they are not ready to give up the suffering. This is the real situation. That even though we are suffering so much, material existence simply means suffering. The spiritual world means blissful life, and material world means miserable life. That's all. Spiritual life means blissful life, spiritual world means blissful life, and material world means miserable life. But we are so conditioned in this material world that we accept misery as enjoyment. That is our problem. Even though we are suffering so much, but we are accepting that misery as enjoyment. And when we are told that we are suffering, we say, no, we are not suffering, we are enjoying. In fact, if you go to the hospital and you see somebody in the hospital bed with so many pins and so many tubes through his nose and through wherever openings, he's suffering so much. But if you ask him, my friend, how are you? He'll say, I'm fine. It's common. Even though he's suffering, there are so many tubes passing through his nostrils, through his mouth, and through different parts of his body, and he's completely depending on the mercy of others, still, he doesn't see how much he's suffering. And so if you ask him, he says he's fine. So this is our situation. We are so conditioned to this material suffering that we accept it as pleasure. And so we don't want to give it up. But Srila Prabhupada made a very important statement here, that even though the living entity is so attached to this material world and does not want to give up this material world, but if he gets the association of a devotee like Narad Muni or his servants, he can give up material existence. So material nature, however, is so strong that although a man suffers at every step, he will not cease his attempts to enjoy. Under the circumstances, unless one gets the association of a devotee like Narad Muni or his servant in disciplinary succession, one's dormant spirit of renunciation cannot awaken. So therefore, the association of devotees must be sought. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended the five most potent methods of devotional service: sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat sravana, mathura vas, and achana vidhi. Associating with devotees, chanting the holy names of the Lord, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, living in a holy place where the Lord is worshipped, and engaging in the service of the Lord. Mahaprabhu has recommended that if the living entity wants to get out, the living entity wants to escape from this material world, material miseries, then he must adopt these five potent forms of devotional service and perform them without fail, beginning with sadhu sangha. Devahuti was seeking instruction from his son, his divine son Kapila Dev, in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Kapila Dev told his mother, it says, Prashagam Ajaram Pasham Admanan Kavi Kavi Yuvidur Sai Vasu Visukrito Moksha Doram Apavritam. He says that naturally everyone has some attachment for this material world. Naturally everybody has some attachment to something in this material world. But this is the cause of bondage for the living entity. Any attachment we have for material things will keep us in bondage. But if the same attachment is transferred to the sadhu, is transferred to the devotees of the Lord, that becomes the doors of liberation to the living entity. It opens the doors of liberation to the living entity. So therefore, even though material enjoyment is so strong, even though material nature is so strong, but if by some mercy, some good fortune, we get the mercy at the association of the devotee of the Lord, we can overcome this strong attachment, this strong spirit of enjoyment. And we can see that in this Krishna consciousness. Before 1965, there were no devotees around the world. There were no Krishna Bhaktas around the world. Probably in India, in Bengal, there were devotees because Mahaprabhu's movement was here. But in the Western world and outside of India, bhakti wasn't known. Krishna consciousness wasn't known. But when Srila Prabhupada made his journey, his historic journey to America in 1965 and established this movement in 1966 and started giving his association, started instructing devotees, started guiding devotees, in a matter of a few years, the whole world was full of devotees. And today, we have thousands and millions of devotees across the world. This is the potency of a sadhu. This is the power of the devotee of Krishna. One time, one devotee approached Srila Prabhupada and said, "My dear Srila Prabhupada, I don't know what great punya, credit, pious activities I have performed to have access to the devotional service, to chant the holy names of the Lord." And Srila Prabhupada said, "I am your good fortune. I am your good fortune. You have no good fortune. You have no pious activity. I am your good fortune." Actually, that is a fact. If Srila Prabhupada had not gone west, bringing Krishna consciousness to the world, we would have all remained in the shackles of Maya. But because Srila Prabhupada took the trouble such a wonderful devotee, exalted devotee of the Lord, took the trouble to leave the shores of India and went to a foreign country, unknown country, with nobody to receive him. He was able to impart this Krishna consciousness to the whole world. So therefore it is said that devotional service or bhakti originates from the heart of the pure devotee. The birthplace of bhakti is the heart of the devotee. Without a devotee, bhakti cannot take place. So therefore, our good fortune is Srila Prabhupada. Our good fortune are those devotees who are following very strictly the path Srila Prabhupada has enunciated. Srila Prabhupada also made another important statement. He said that the young boys and girls of Krishna consciousness, of the Krishna consciousness movement, have given up the spirit of material enjoyment, not because of practice, but by the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants. So we should not feel that, we should not feel proud that due to the strength of our practice, due to the strength of our knowledge, due to the strength of our piety, that we are able to practice Krishna consciousness. No, it is simply by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is simply by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. It is simply by the mercy of the pure devotees of the Lord that we are able to practice Krishna consciousness. In fact, Srila Prabhupada mentions in one purport that one of his disciples, his first disciples who came to India in the late 60s and early 70s, the Indian people were surprised, and especially the smarter Brahmanas, they were surprised to see how the Western people, Western devotees, have become Vaishnavas. They were surprised. And so Srila Prabhupada mentions that because they cannot understand the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because they cannot understand the mercy of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore they cannot understand how these miniatures, Yavanas, have become Vaishnavas. But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anything and everything is possible. So therefore, that is why we're all sitting down here today, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. There is one very special pastime mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mandya Lila chapter 16. When Mahaprabhu was in Puri for 3 consecutive years, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. But King Prataparudra was so attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he did not want the Lord to leave Puri. Similarly, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai were also attached to the Lord. So much so, they were already feeling the separation anytime the Lord mentioned that he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So therefore, Prataparudra was using Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai to prevent the Lord from going to Vrindavan. He told them, please do everything possible to keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. Don't ever let him go out of Puri. And so this way, anytime Mahaprabhu will go to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai to seek their permission to leave for Vrindavan, they will always find some reason why the Lord should not leave. And so for 3 consecutive years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri. But finally, after the 3rd year, Mahaprabhu was permitted to go to Vrindavan. So many devotees followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because they were feeling so much separation. How can they stay in Puri in the absence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So many devotees followed him to Remuna and to the border of Orissa. So when they got to the border of Orissa, because the next kingdom was a Muslim kingdom, and the governor of that kingdom was a drunkard, Mandyapa, who was such a drunkard and such a wicked governor that nobody could pass through his kingdom. And his kingdom was full of pirates, they were full of dacoits, they were full of all kinds of horrible people, and if you ventured, you would be robbed. So many people returned from Remuna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a few others had to stay on the Orissa border so that the Mahapatra, who was delegated by Pataprudra to arrange the passage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu across the Muslim kingdom. So, of course, wherever Mahaprabhu was, many devotees would come to see him. And when they come to see him, Mahaprabhu will order them, please chant Hare Krishna. And just by chanting Hare Krishna, devotees were falling into ecstasy. And they were dancing, they were chanting, they were crying, they were rolling on the ground. They were in ecstasy. So a lot of people were coming to see Mahaprabhu, and a big crowd gathered. So this Muslim governor heard that there was some big crowd on the border of his kingdom, between his kingdom and the Orissa kingdom. So he decided to send a spy to go to find out what is going on. So this spy disguised himself like a Hindu. He dressed in dhoti with tilak and all that, so that he cannot easily be identified. And then he went to where Mahaprabhu was with these thousands of devotees who were chanting Hari Hari and rolling on the ground and crying and dancing and laughing. And when they spy, he saw these devotees in such ecstasy. Somehow or the other, he also began to chant Hari Hari. And then he started feeling ecstasy. And he went back and told his boss, the Muslim governor, the drunkard, that some saintly man has arrived from Puri. And just by seeing him, he's so beautiful. Just by seeing him, one is induced to chant Hari Hari. And when you chant Hari Hari, the pleasure you feel within yourself is so great that you can't stop chanting Hari Hari. So I will request you to go and see him. And in fact, this Muslim governor, who was a drunkard, who was a degraded personality, when he heard this from his spy, he also felt very inspired. And he felt, let me also go and see this saintly man from Puri. So he sent his personal secretary, go and tell the authorities there that I want to have darshan of this saintly man who has come from Puri. Please tell them I'm not coming to fight. Tell them I'm not coming as an enemy. I just want to have a darshan of this saintly man who has come from Puri. And so, this was a welcome news, because already the Mahapatra was thinking of how he was going to arrange for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to cross the river and cross that dangerous place to go to Bengal and on to Vrindavan. And so when this governor sent his secretary, the Mahapatra said, well, you are most welcome, provided you are not coming to fight us, provided you are not coming to cause trouble. So this Muslim governor immediately changed his Muslim dress. He wore dhoti, he wore tilak, and he went to see Mahaprabhu. And when he saw Mahaprabhu from a distance, he was so inspired that he paid obeisances from the distance. And just by paying obeisances to Mahaprabhu, he felt great joy in his heart. And he started to cry. And he began to chant Hari Hari. And then he got up and went closer and closer to Mahaprabhu, paid obeisances again and again, and clasped the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And then he was in total ecstasy. And then immediately he asked Mahaprabhu, what service can I render at your lotus feet? I'm so falling that I've taken birth in such a family that I cannot have access to such people like you. But somehow today I've got the opportunity to see you. Please bless me that in my next life I can take a better birth and serve you better. So immediately the Mahapatra said, all right, you have asked for service. Immediately make sure that Mahaprabhu has a safe travel through your kingdom. Make sure that Mahaprabhu has a safe boat, a nice boat to cross the ocean, the river. And make sure that Mahaprabhu is protected across your kingdom. And a drunkard, now converted Vaishnav, governor, immediately said, no problem, I've got a mercy and I must share with others. So immediately he went back to his kingdom, organized new boats to be built, organized new houses to be built along the way Mahaprabhu is going to pass, stock all the houses with grains, with new pots, with new facilities for serving the Lord, and he organized 10 boats full of soldiers to accompany Mahaprabhu. And so he was purified, and all the soldiers were purified for rendering such service to Mahaprabhu. So when I read across this, I was just thinking how Mahaprabhu has come to purify the whole world by his mercy. And therefore, the young boys and girls of this Krishna consciousness movement, we are getting mercy from Mahaprabhu. And that is why Prabhupada insists that before we chant our rounds, our japa, we must chant the Panchatattva prayer. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Arvaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. We have to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to get the mercy of the Panchatattva before we start chanting the holy names of the Lord. And by getting such mercy, that is what is keeping us in this movement. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I think I'll end here. Hare Krishna. My time is already up.